Parashas Kedoshim, the Psukim, Tabakas, Sotmatem Kedoshim to you. Al Tifnu El Ho Elilim, Vilehema Seichol Isasalachem, and Yashem Elikechem. So the Torah sticks in a Pasuk, Al Tifnu El Elilim, you're not allowed to turn to Avodah Zarah, Vilehema Seichol Isasalachem, you're not allowed to make a statue, and Yashem Elikechem. That's the Pasuk. What exactly is the Isser over here? Is not, you know, what's the Maisis? Is another Tziva Avodah Zarah? So if you're talking about being Oivar Avodah Zarah, you have a lot of other Tziviyim. Al Tifne Lilim is Ki'ilu an Isser to turn to Avodah Zarah. You're talking about the stage before a person's Avodah Zarah, but there's a way to turn to Avodah Zarah, to make a turn towards Avodah Zarah. Where is that turn towards Avodah Zarah? What's the crossroads? There's a Rashi, there's a Gemara in Shabbos, towards the end of Shabbos. It says that there's an Isser on Shabbos to read under, when you have a painting or a statue with a caption underneath it, you're not allowed to read it on Shabbos, because it's part of the Gzeira of Igris. And the Gemara says, the statue itself or a painting, you're not allowed to look at even during the weekdays, because as Rashi explains, the Isser is leSifnu el al Tifnu leLilim, so he darshins al Tifnu el midaitchem. You're not allowed to. Not clear what the drash is. It's keilu because it's Avodah Zaradik. Even though the painting itself is an innocent painting, it says over there, Rashi says you're talking about like a war scene or something of that nature, or things that people draw from imagination. Still, he says you can't do it because it's an isser of al tifnu eloi lilim. So Rashi says al tifnu elilim means el eil midaitchem, to a god that you imagined or thought up. And the word elilim, so Rashi says, mecholol shebelibchem, from the emptiness in your heart, cholol is the hollowness. You're not allowed to look at something that comes from the hollowness of your heart. And Rashi says, elilim miloshen chalilim, miloshen cholol, empty, a vacuum. That's a cholol is a vacuum, something empty. So Rashi says that the issa to look at paintings or of either imaginary scenes or war scenes and things of that nature is an issa, because it's al tifnu el midaitchem micholol shebelibchem. You can't look at something that stems from the emptiness in a person's heart, and that the Chazal darshan, and that's part of the issa of leisifnu elilim. Very, very hard to understand what are we talking about. I mean, if you say that most paintings had a Avodah Zarah, it's a fine. So this is part of the same getter. But if you're not talking about a Zarah, you're talking about an innocent painting, and there's a new metzias, there's a new music called Cholol Shebelibchem, the hollowness in a person's heart, and turning to that, looking at a painting is called turning to the hollow in the heart. So it needs a beer, it needs a strong beer. What exactly is this that we're talking about? What's that is? It's Rashi in Shabbos does it from Tess. The Arachayim HaKadosh says over here that what's the Pshat Al Tifnu Eloi Lilim? So he explains Loshon Pnia is that you're not allowed to stop to think about Avodah Zarah. Okay. Then he says Ulaskilchal Dvar Emes. I'm going to tell you an emes and a kuda. Meaning emes means always primius. Dai says, ki bechinas elehim acherim, tisyaches lo bechinas acherayim. Whenever you focus on elehim acherim, which is Avodah Zarah, focus on it as the backside of something. Ukesha odom choshev ba, and when a person thinks about it head on, heim ponim oisom letzad ponim, they turn it to the front part, to the face, by maskul yovin. You know, he's saying that Elihim al tifne lalila means, we'll translate it literally with his pshat, and then we'll try to understand it. Al tifne lalila means, elilim are supposed to be Elihim acherim, don't make a punim out of the elohim acherim. Al tifnu elo elila means don't give elilim a punim. So Rav Chaim says elohim acherim, the iser of al tifnu elilim means elilim have to stay elohim acherim, which means gods that are from the backside or the back, and al tifnu elilim means don't give them a punim. What phenomena are we talking about? What exactly is the person doing? How is he changing it? There's a the Ishvitzer here is Meirich very much, and he gives a pshat. The pshat a few say, but in other words, the Taichna pasuk is not the only one, but the Hagdaris and the Avonis are his over here, and the deep nekuda. He says that the word Elilim comes from the word Alya, meaning meaning a tail. The Alya is a tail of an animal. Your makrib the Alya. The word Elilim, the word Elil and Alya are related. One is Elil is sort of a derivation of the word Alya. What does that mean? So he brings the Lashon HaZoya here. The Lashon HaZoya is Chavya, this a snake. Kad iu kofif reisha la afra, when it bends its head towards the ground, solik znova, sholit, the tail goes out, sholit umochi lekol inon dishtake kamei, it hits everything that goes in its way. Man medabale, man madbale le znova, manot le matlenuya, who is able to lead the snake's tail? Only the head, high reisha. Reisha madlas novo beznava machi. The head of the snake is what leads the snake, and when the head is out of commission, the tail goes and hits and so on. That's the Lashon HaZoya that he brings, and he used it as a hesped. He says like this: the metzias HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a metzias of Ritzoni Yisbarach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted certain things, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had certain chacham in mind, and so on. And as it comes down to our mitzvahs, it becomes, sometimes the real teichen disappears, and all we're left with is a remistit. L'mashal, let's take an example. Mitzvahs that are mishpatim, the entire mitzvah, with its teichen and with its pnimius, came down to this world. We understand it. We have a havana in it. There's obviously always a deep havana, but we have havana, and the thing is here. In a chayik, we don't have a havana in it. All we have is lamashal, macholas asuris, which is one of the big chukim, even though the Rishonim give some reasons, but by and large, macholas asuris is a chayik. The way in which we discern macholas asuris, isaveheta, is through simonim. Simonic kashrus and simonim that are not kashrus. Simonim means we don't have the thing itself. We don't have kashrus and tarfus in our world. We have a simon for it. A simon means it's a test, a litmus test. Just like the litmus test itself, the litmus is not the acidity or the base, but it's only a raya that the thing is astro base. That's what a test is. So here also, a simon means it's a similar dover. So Bemela, everything, the metzias in our world, many of them don't have their toichin, and all they are is just a remes and just a simin for something else. The Gemara says, we learned it also, Shana. Tzion Deirish Ein Lo, Michlal Deboi Drisha. Tzion does not have anyone to look after it, to seek it after it. Michlal Deboi Drisha. Vaistois, it needs someone to search it. The Gemara learns from there, and we learned from Shana a few years ago, that Zeichel Amigdosh, Tzion means the Beis Amigdosh. Deirish Ein Lo means nobody thinks about the time Beis Amigdosh. Michlal Deboi Drisha. Vaistois, that it needs looking after. So the Gemara learns from there about the takanas of Zeichel HaMikdash. But in the pasuk itself, there's a remez for something else. The word tzion means a sign, like a tzion on a keva. Rebbe Noah, more later on, the end of Chasabat, Rebbe Noah v'mitzayin ma'rosa. He would make marks on the caves where dead were buried. In Agoda we say, v'yisham legoi godl melamed shoyu mitzuyonim. Mitzuyonim means they stand out. They're marked. They have a sign on them marking them off as different. So Israel says, siyoin, if something is only, deirish ein law, if something is a mark for something else, michlal deboy drisha. A person who's satisfied with the remes, the mashal, a person that plays around with the gematrias of the balaturim and sticks with them as gematrias, as cute gematrias, his godless atayra is the fact that these gematrias work out with the nutricans. The person is missing the boat. I mean, these are simonim. These are old tziyunim. Tziyunim deirish ein law, michlal deboy drisha. Anytime something's only a mark, something's only a simon, it begs at a person to try to understand what's behind it. And if a person sticks with the tzion without being derish in it, then he's then he has it wrong. The metzias of nachash, the nachash in the Zayas Lashon and in Chazal is always the chet. Nachash HaKadmoyni is the Balachet. Nachash is the Machti, Chet, the Machti. I mean, it's partial from Psukim, from Loshna Zoya, always the Nachash, always the Nachash HaKadmoyni. It's the Sheyesh of Ra. So the Zoya says that there's a contradiction between the Roish and the Zonah. That the Koyach of the Nachash lies in the fact that it uses its tail, and when the Roish disappears, the tail can strike. That's the lost way the Zohar describes it. In the structure of an animal, the tail is mechuba to the guf in a very, in other words, it's almost cut off from the guf. It's like a separate entity, and the animal can be motionless. And the tail just wags. I mean, everything else, when the feet move, the animal moves. When the feet, the paws moves, it moves. The tail can wag by itself, even though the animal is standing motionless. But on the one end, the tail seems to take on sort of a tenu of its own. But everyone understands it's mechuba to the rest of the animal. If a person sees a tail someplace wagging, he knows there's an animal that follows along it. So when you're trying to present the bria in the two halakim, the chilek that we have here as simonim, and the chilek of etzias, you call that discrepancy, that hevdel, the hevdel between alya and the guf. An alya is a separate part that it has a etzias of tenua, separate from the guf adava, and bipnimius it's mechuba to the animal, and the same brain that moves the feet and the paws and so on has to move the tail in order for it to go. The koyach of the nachash lies in making a pirut between alya to the guf. That's where his koyach lies. And that's what the Zoya is saying. He's being mafrid between the two, between the pirut nechiv, between the guf and the alya. And you see it also in maybe we'll see it in a second. The place in which a person avodah zarah, all the koyches in the bria, the metzias of avodah zarah in the bria is that a person is menatik the alya from the guf. A person takes the part that has motion, and nominally, in as far as we see, it's cut off from anybody that moves it, and that becomes a dabef ne'atzmoy. So when a person takes and is menatik a phenomena, he's menatik a koyach from a tshirish, that is the koyach of a desire. That's where the koyach of a desire lies. Like the pasuk says, su marim enechem or umi bara eila. The problem is, a person looks around at this world, there are a lot of tails wagging. So such a koyach, such a koyach, such a koyach. The fact that it's menutik from the tshirish, that it seems as a tshirish, is where the makom toas lies. And we'll see, it's not only Avodah Zarah, but the first instance of it is Avodah Zarah. That's what he means, that's what it means, that the Lashon is Lashon Alya, that it becomes something that is, Alilim means you make the aliyah into a god. You take something that's an aliyah, and you turn that into a complete priya. Altivna lila means an elil is an aliyah that's become a total metzias in your mind. That's the plus minus. This is possibly what he's saying. So the Isser of Altifna Lila means that a person should not turn things that are aliyahs in the Bria and make it into a Dovah Shalom. The same thing, the Chaim HaKadosh that we said. The Chaim HaKadosh says that the problem is when a person takes Elohim, should supposed to be Elohim Acherim, don't make it into a Ponim. So it's the same thing. Elohim Acherim means that they are a backside, they're a Zonav. They are the zonav. That's the mokum of the zonav is the harayim of the person. So Elohim acherim are correct. There's nothing wrong with them when they're perceived as acherim. But when a person turns around and he makes upon him to from that acher, that's where Avodah Zarah starts. And that's the pshat. Al tifne lelila means don't place upon him on the aliyah of the charayim. Don't twist the aliyah and give it a tzura b'fnei atzma. That is what the Chaim Kodesh means in explaining al tifna lili. There's a gemara, an interesting gemara, and it says that there was Ahu Arma, it's a gemara p'sachim, Ahu Arma that once came to Rebbe Yehuda Be'eloi was an old man and he was blind, and he didn't go for Aliyah L'Regel. Ahu Arma, so there was a guy that was sitting by him, and he was boasting that the Torah says that Kol Oral v'Kol Ben Necha Lo Yochel Boy, that Korban Pesach, no guy or they're supposed to eat it. And I go every year to Yerushalayim, and I'm invited in, and I eat. So Rebbe Meloy asked him, tell me, Mika Sovlecha Me'Aliyah? I mean, you know, these Jews, they're very cheap. You know, you're a guest, but the best part of, the fattest part of the animal is the tail. It's very fatty, and it's very tasty. You know, you see that they never served it to you. So he said, you're right, you know, I never realized it, but they never gave me the tail part. So next time he came to Yerushalayim, he asked for the tail part. So people said, one second, it's very strange because everybody knows that a tail is supposed to be mukraf to mizbeach, it's also achila. What's going on over here? So they checked, and they found that he's a guy, and they killed him. So Shaila Alochin de Gemara, why they killed him? Why is it Chayv Misa for? Good. A Misa. I mean, that sugi happens to be speaking about the Chiv to Mirkatzer Beloshin. So if there's a Misa there, the Misa wasn't just told over as a cute point. I mean, there's something there. I mean, he could have tripped him up in a dozen ways. If it was such an Amaretz, there were a lot of ways. The Teretz is there's something miyuchad. Korban Pesach is the only carbon that the Chiyuv Achila is the Iker. In every carbon Pesach, the Chiyuv Achila is a side thing. It's one of the functions of the carbon. The carbon Pesach la'alocha, the Gemara says, is la'achila entna, and therefore, if the menuyim are not bari achila, you can't bring it. It's la'achila koi. The mitzias of the carbon is la'achila dafka. That's one side. On the other side, the tachlis of carbon Pesach is like the Maral speaks by Riches. No, all of them. That the Korban Pesach is kulei achdus of Hashem. There's 20, 25, all the halachas of Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to cook it because when you cook something, it falls apart. Whereas when you roast it, it becomes congealed. You're supposed to be, it has to be ben shana. It's supposed to be everybody together on the Korban Pesach. V'chein, the Maral, the Ramchal, everybody shows. In other words, Korban Pesach is on the one hand, there's a mitzvah chila. On the other, and that's the Iker carbon. On the other hand, it's kol kuloi achdus abayre. And in fact, and that's why there's a havamina in the Sifri that any ger has to bring a carbon Pesach, because carbon Pesach is a declaration of achdus yisparach of nothing but a Kodesh Baruch. The Rebbe Yehuda Be'eloi, when it says kol nechal leyochal baychol nechal oral, because they don't have a tfisa in the pnimius of this inyan. So Rabbi Miller told him, if you're looking to eat, the tail is the best part. It's true. The tail is, in Achila, tail is, But it's an achila that's menutuk from the toichin. The zonav carries in itself a nituk from the toichin, and therefore it's also achila. So he told him what you're looking for is the tail of the korban pesach, not the korban pesach. And the nochri with his roish of a nochri said, yeah, he's right. My makom, the makom, the zonav is the makom, is my makom tfisa. So that's where they heard the kol nechar kolor kol benechar lo yoichol boy. In other words, the zonav is the place that distinguished the oiv de elilim from Klal Yisrael. Another place we have in Amalek, it says vayezanev b'cho kol anechsholim achrecha. Vayezanev b'cho means he killed. I mean, the taich of the pasuk is he killed. That's the way Targum taiches it, and Rashi says makas zonav. But the word was vayezanev b'cho anechsholim achrecha. It means he took off your tail. That's in other words, he attacked the tail. The cheluk of Klal Yisrael that is open, that is vulnerable for attack, is that cheluk of Klal Yisrael that's mugdar as the zonav, because the zonav is the makom where you create avodah zarah from. That's the makom of avodah zarah. So the part of Klal Yisrael that's nifka is called the zonav. You'll find a lot. You'll think about it. In Chazal, there are a lot of times when, l'mashal, there's a machlokes by Adam and Chava, where they created du partzufin, where they created two halves attached, or zanav. The word zanav is not meant to be a derogatory. It's meant to be. The word zanav is. The zonav is a place where it's possible to take it off from the guf and be tefes a separate chiyus. In order for ish and isha to be separate entities, and so if they come from one sheirish, the description of something that comes from a sheirish but can be cut off and seen as a separate entity is zonav. That's the pshat man yom zonav hayom. So as far as Avodah Zorah goes, that's the mahalach of Avodah Zorah, and that's the mahalach of Ra in the Olam of Avodah Zorah. If people take koyches in the Bria, they only see it as a zonav, and then they cut it off in the Sheirish, and that's the Avodah Zorah. The problem is Avodah Zorah is very nice, but it was Nagia once upon a time. And today, nobody's Baruch Shem Avodah Zarah, and the Inyonim, as far as Avodah Zarah go, I don't have a Sheikhus to us in day-to-day Avodah. Even though it's easy to say about a lot of things that the Emes Avodah Zarah, but still, Avodah Zarah as Avodah Zarah is not relevant. But there's a whole other area that's very, very relevant. In the Gemara, and the Brachas, with the Chaloimis, so the Gemara says over there, He should. If a person gets up in the morning and he remembers he saw a river, oh, a whole list of things. So it says he should say the pasuk, not a kasholim nor. I think it says lifnei shektimen a pasuk acher, a bad thing about nor. There's a whole list of things like that. That if a person wakes up in the morning and with the realization that he had a cholim of this, or this, he should. Be macked in this pasuk before another pasuk comes to his mind. The pasuk chat is sort of, it's like a pisrin of sorts, which it is. But what's the aimic of it? The in a person's entire emotional makeup, in a person's emotions, drives, passions, that whole chelik habri of a person, it's also very, very, this phenomenon exists, and it's much more powerfully related to what we are, to us. L'mashal, a person is b'teva, he's a bal kavod. He wants to be someone, he wants to be recognized as being someone, so on. So a person can say, it can say that it can work on the midas head on. He can stop wanting COVID and not talking about himself and so on. It, you know, obviously that's like a first aid mahalach, and a person has to do it. But there's a much deeper tefisa on it. Everything a person, all the koiches a person has are mishtalshu from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they come down to us. In the same way, koiches in the Briya and Avodah Zarah. You have the same parallel. The question is, when let a person sit down and think about it and say, I want to be a somebody. It's driving me. I want to be a somebody, I want to have a place. That drive itself, where does it come from? Where is that sheirish coming from? The sheirish of that drive is that the neshama wants to exist. That's a real drive in a person. It's an emes. It's a drive that has sheirish malach. But does existing mean when a few people at a dinner say some nice words about me? Is that mitzias? When somebody writes up something about me in a paper, for whatever reason he has, that's mitzias. There's a much deeper fight, not fighting the meter, but trying to give it a perspective. What is it that you really want? Where's the sheirish of the meter? Where does it come from? I want to be recognized. Means it doesn't just mean to scare a person. It means a person will be recognized. There is a world of emes where a person has a metzias. So instead of playing around with shtusim, why don't I have emes hakar? I once heard from Rabbi Dali Shozachin Bracha, somebody from his family was saying, go for some hesped or something. And he said he did a lot of things during the war and never spoke about it in with his family or whatever. And once his kids found out about it, they asked him, how you talk him? Why don't you ever say these things? So he said, Nekoitai klala b'yotcha. What's remembered here is forgotten there, and what's forgotten here is remembered there. That was the way he put the klal. I'm talking about the emes of if I cannot, that midah is a midah that drives him to do things. But what is it that he's doing? Let's say a person has a drive towards taiva. Again, that drive in sheirish hashroshim that a person wants to be misanig and misdabik is the core of this midah that brings a person to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That same midah, b'shrashav, a person who's passionless, desireless, without wanting, is not going to become close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu either. That's not, that midah doesn't bring a person someplace. But when a person takes and says, one second, where am I driving myself to? What am I fixed on? I mean, I want tainug and I want dibuk and I want iskashrus. Where is it? What is it that I really want? In sheirish hashroshim, there's only one thing that can really be that can be misanig a person, and there's only one thing that can be misdabik a person. Everything else goes through phases, and sometimes yes, sometimes no. It's not the only thing that in a real sense gives a person a feeling of tainuk is os tesaneg al Hashem. The only thing that a person can be misdabik to, and it's a dveikus that's natural and lasts forever, is either v'davak b'ishtoi in the way the Torah said, and in a deeper sense, the dafka nafshi achrecha. That's the sheirish of it. A person is koyis. He gets angry and upset at something. In that there's a midah of oyev Hashem sinura, that a person rebels against injustice, and it's a very powerful midah, and it's a very rightful midah. But the shaila is it every time somebody didn't do me a favor, am I taking it by the zonov, or am I taking it by the tzavar? That's the shaila. Where am I being taifis the thing from? In koiches hanefesh of Adam. All the koiches hanefesh of a person are koiches hanefesh that have a sheirish lamala. And limiting and denying midas that a person has lamata are effective and needed as a first line of defense. But the second question is in with a longer cook, a person has a quote unquote he's chalming, he's ambitious. There's a dream mansion, a dream house. This is what he wants. Where does that sheirish come from? A person is looking for nachlum nucha. A person is looking for nachlum. That sheirish is the sheirish of. It's a sheirish of there is that a person looks to come to rest, that a person looks to for menucha and menucha nefesh. That sheirish in a person is a valid sheirish. But let the person ask himself, where is the makom that's menucha? I'm taking it at its lowest level. I'm taking it at the thing that's closest at hand and translating it to there. I'm not bringing it to a cherish that really belongs. So the pshat in that Gemara and Brachas is when a person has a cholam, a dream expresses a hidden desire, want, wish, ambition in a person. That's what a cholam is, and b'meila those cholam and a cholam is a true expression of a person's pnimius. It might not be a true event that will happen. It might not be a nevuah, but an expression of a person's ritzainus is. So Chazal say, you should be makdim this pasuk instead of that pasuk. The question is, what do you attach to that cholam? What's the sheirish that you're attaching? Are you being taifis the cholam zanavdik? Al-Yadik, are you being taifisit with the sheirish? That's the shaitan. And so Chazal say, do this, that. And it's one of the reasons why there are some modern chalomis. It says, if a person sees all sorts of chalomis that for us would seem very, I mean, not a davar Torah. I mean, bo'al achoyse b'cholom, it's chochma, because it says, imin achochma achoyse. I mean, a person sees a thing like that in a cholam, and he should translate it. He should know that it's a sign that he's getting chachma. The teretz is because in the cholam, the chitzenis, just like every dream, a dream is almost, it's the most chitzenis of things. The things are so strange because it's almost a most physical acting out of things that are one of the strange things in dreams is an abstract concept will dress itself up in as a physical reality, and that's one of the things that's always very weird about a dream. It's an idea that you're thinking of takes on an appearance in a very strange way. So if I can, the sheirish of Baal HaChoyseh, however it is, I don't understand it, but the sheirish of Baal HaChoyseh is imin al-chachma choyseh. So Chazal was saying that when a person sees it in the cholam, he should dehair the sheirish of chachma in that mitzvah. That's the Gemara in Shabbos that Rashi says. Rashi says in the Gemara, in that's what he explains. A painting, we're not talking about a Zohar. Every painting, the mitzvahs of what we call art, of painting, is a tfisa in the chitzenis of the inyanim. A person, art focuses always on the chitzenis of it. It's tefis things kefi chitzenis. And that's why, and the truth is, that's why Klal Yisrael never really engaged in art as a culture, because there are some ideas from here, from there, but by and large, the materials of art was strange. You have embellishments, the Mishkan was nice, but faket, lemashal, in the Mishkan, all the things that you had were meramis and other things. There was a feeling, the fact that Avodah Zarah is called the Lehei Masecha, statues, gods of statues, of form. Masecha is a form, because a form is where you take the chitzenis of it and freeze it. You have a person, and I can commemorate a person two ways. I can take the things he's written, the things he's taught, and make a sefer out of it, or tell over meisim from the person. Or I can take his tzurich chitzenis and freeze it as a statue. Elohim Asecha is, it's not statues that are gods. It's sculpture as a deity. It's sculpture as deification. The taking things that are chitzonius and freezing the chitzonius as God, that's where there's a problem of a desire. So that's what Rashi says, that any type of art carries in itself the problem that it's made michol shebelibchem. A person, a hollowness in the heart means the place where a person has a tfisa in the bottom half of something without the attachment to the top half. The person is tefis things on their lower chitzayinsika level without a tfisa in the penim. So it's a branch of al tifnu el alilim, because that's be'etzim all alilus. It's be'etzim all of avodah zarah. There's no sheirish to it, so it's automatic avodah zarah. So on a level of avodah zarah kipshutai, it means taking a koyach like the sun or the moon and disassociating it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On a more pneumatical level, which is where art talks to the person, or painting and these type of things, it's in the lave of the person, there's also a possibility of chalolus. Elilim is miloshen chalol, Rashi says. There's a part, and there's art is something that takes the chitzonis of it and hollows out the toichen of it. That's where it goes. And that's where the issa comes from. In the scope of things, and when a person looks around the world, his attitude towards the world around. So, I mean, to be closed in, and a person should not have a tfisa in around him and say, what do I care? I mean, they're all giluyim. Somebody, a big Baal Muzan at Israel, once told me an interesting observation. He said that he was speaking to a colleague of his, a Rosh Hashiva, who flew for the first time in an airplane to the States or wherever it was. So this Baal Muzan that I was speaking to asked him, what was it like flying for the first time? So first of all, it's nothing like a bus. You get on and you sit and you get off. So this person, the Baal Muzan, Mashgiach, was very disgusted. He said, there's no hope for this person because he has no koyach of his pilots whatsoever. I mean, if all he can see is the bus, because he sat in the seat here and he sat in the seat here, the fact that a few hundred tons of metal are flying so far and so fast doesn't affect his mind. He said, the person is never going to see anything. That was his... A person has to look around and see. A person, there's a world around. There's chachma, there's regesh, there's people, there's a lot of things. But if a person is toifesit in the chalolos shaboy, if a person is toifesit as such, there's a big world around. There's houses to buy, and there's movies to go to, and there's science to learn, this and that. That's what's there. That's the issur of altifna lilim. The person takes the world around it, cuts it off from the sheirish, and it's all a lilim. So sometimes the lilim are kipshutai. So when a person takes science and uses it as a sheirish for kefira, it becomes. I remember as a kid, I would read a lot of times, unfortunately, the accounts of people who were born from and they became not from. So one of the typical stories I've seen it so many times, it begins to wonder sometimes, was that they learned in the Bible and the Chumash. I mean, this was a person whose father was grandfather was a from Yid, that rainbows came when HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a bris. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes rainbows. And then the science teacher, third grade or maybe fourth grade, showed him that you can, you know, you take a drop of water and you see a rainbow, and you think this is a rainbow and zehu. So. The answer to that is not, so don't learn science in third grade. I mean, don't look at the rainbows. That's not the answer. The answer is, but look one step past the rainbow. Where's it coming from? You've gone now from a rainbow to seeing an entire scope of chachma. There are frequencies. The frequencies split according to the medium it passes through. If I've gone now from one phenomena to a whole physics book of Rumi Bar Eila, for Adarabba, where does it come from? A person and so that's on a level of science, of understanding, and on a level of regish, and level of life. Faket, there's a relationship. The relationship between Ish and Isha is a tremendous relationship. It kind of, but if you cut it off at that point, then that's a lilim. Then it's empty, and it does not. Let the person take it to the sheirish and say, where does the need for a person to be mischab and mistab come from? Why is it that a person can't live by himself? Why is it that a person is shayif always to be nistabik as chape? There's a shayrish where everything is nistabik to. There's a shayrish ashrashim where everything goes to, and over there dafka nafshi achrecha. There's a mocker of av in the bria, and everything is shayif towards that av. And this is only what the rainbow is to the laws of physics. The kesh of ishta ishtay is to the laws of av. A person has tchunas hanefesh that are driving him. He doesn't. The ultimate is not to disregard it. Don't say to yourself, "I'm an ambitious person. I want things." That's very good. It's tremendous. A person doesn't do anything. But what is it that I want? What are the things that a person that the word kinyan is chal on them? Things that come and go. Things that are meaningless. Things that don't fade out after you get them. There are things that are real. That when I'm kind it, you can't take it away from you. That they're emes on absolute standards. The avodah of a person is to look beyond everything around him, to take the place that's a whole beliboy and to fill it, to take the nachash strikes him with the zanav, and he gets on his reish. It's a davar niflad ma'oid. The zaya, because in the Sheirish Abriya, the Nochash and Adam, the Nochash Akadmoni was Yitzhar, and when Adam got into when he was Marshal Adam, Akadosh Baruch Hu said that from now on, the Nochash is going to get the Adam in his Akev. The Akev in a human form today is what the Zonav would be in it. It's the furthest removed from the Sheirish. The last place is the Akev. So if the Nochash bites a person, he bites him in the Akev. And that's where he gets a person. The place where a person strikes the Nochash, crushes the Nochash, is by crushing the head. The crushing Ra, you don't crush by fighting with the Zonav. It's when you aim it on the sheirish of it, when you aim it on, but what's the reishis of it? Where's it coming from? That's where Ra disappears. So in the side in Yanim, the Naruch is Nageh to a person, the science, isn't, but in Koichas HaNefesh, a person that everybody struggles with, his own Koichas HaNefesh, when a person lives under the impression that his Koichas HaNefesh are a problem in Avodas Hashem, then the pshat is he's living with the chol shel b'libo. A person has to pick up his eyes and umi bar eila, understand where it comes from, see the sheirish, and that's where the tikkun to the person's personality lies. Shabbos.